And this time on a Tuesday morning, it is always great to catch up with local police and see exactly what is happening and what has been happening at the Mildura Police Station. Community Engagement Unit, of course, First Constable Rachel Dodd. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning. How are you?
I am very, very good. I'll just turn your microphone up a little bit louder so I can hear. That's all right. No, that's perfectly fine. Look, plenty of things happening, which is kind of frustrating. But arrests for police over the weekend, busy?
Yeah, pretty busy. We had a lot of alcohol-related incidents over the weekend, including a 26-year-old Robinvale man who was arrested in the early hours of Saturday morning for his drunken, disorderly behaviour. He received infringement notices for his offensive behaviour and for failing to move on upon police direction.
And unbelievable.
Yeah, his attitude cost him a few expensive fines of $1,635.
That is an expensive night out. I know we keep on saying that, but that is an expensive night out.
Yeah.
That hurt.
Yeah.
That definitely hurt. What else? Separate incident?
Yeah, a 48-year-old Mildura man was arrested by police after he was banging on local residents' doors and just being a bit of a nuisance. Police tried to locate him and he was hiding in a bush, but they were a bit cleverer than he was.
I'm trying not to laugh at the moment.
Yeah. He received a fine also for being drunk in a public place, which will set him back about $727.
You made an arrest on Friday as well. I'm sorry. I can't get my head around that one.
Yeah, this one was just for a 45-year-old Mildura female who was alleged to have been breaching her bail conditions. She was arrested and later released from police custody and received a fine for $182.
Okay, well, we've had weeks where we've had more than that, so that's okay. On balance, traffic, though, there is a bit of a list when it comes to traffic as well, isn't there?
There is a little bit of a list. People were generally doing the right things over the weekend, aside from a couple of distracted drivers. The first was a 29-year-old male who was spoken to by police on Friday night after he was found driving with a suspended licence. So he'll be receiving a summons to come to court on a later date.
What about this one that was travelling 20k's above the posted speed limit? This was in Werrimal, wasn't it?
Yeah, this was in Werrimal. This bloke was just having a good time listening to his tunes and got a bit distracted. So, yeah, he was clocked doing, I think, an alleged reading of 20k's over the speed limit. And he'll receive a fine for, he has received a fine for $727, and I think that's 3 demerit points as well.
Ooh, yeah, again, that hurts, $727 to sing along
sting
with the radio.
Yeah.
Also, someone using a mobile phone?
Yeah, so this was actually involved in a collision that happened in the Mildura area over the weekend, and the driver at fault is alleged to have been using his mobile phone. So he received a couple of tickets, as well as probably a bit of damage to his car, and one of the tickets was for careless driving, all up amounting to about $980 and 7 demerit points.
Oh, 7 demerit points. Now, I do understand that everyone is pretty much okay with that incident.
Yeah. I think everyone's good to that.
Look, we always finish off with a community message, and big, of course, with the school holidays in Victoria at the moment, New South Wales about to start, and Hatter for the weekend as well.
Yeah, so with school holidays, we'll have a lot of people travelling around the state, and Victoria Police would like to remind the community about road safety. Like we've just mentioned in our last incident, distracted and impaired drivers are dangerous drivers. So just do the right thing. Stay off your handheld devices while driving. It's all simple stuff, but it can be really detrimental to our community when a person becomes complacent. And then just with that, we encourage people to be really patient on our road during the school holidays, because we have a lot of tourists in towns with things like, you know, Hatter that you've just mentioned. And people might not know the local area as well. So they'll be driving slow, trying to locate turns ahead.
Yeah.
And especially with things like caravans or vehicles that are towing, like trailers and heavy vehicles, they just need more room to turn and a greater distance to brake. So just be really aware of that.
It makes sense. Thank you very much. Up before you go, Crime Stoppers, still a big part of policing, isn't it?
Absolutely. We just want to know anything that's going on in the community that you think we need to be aware of. The number's 1-800-333-000.
Isn't it funny? You're the only one that actually knows that number, because they have to get prompted by me normally when one of the other officers comes in. Not having shot at Gavin at all.
He's a little bit older. His memory's a little bit faded.
That's really nasty considering Gavin's my
he's
age.
Not
thank
listening.
You. Thank you very much for that. No, it's good to catch up with you. That is First Constable Rachel Dodd from Mildura Police Station. Oh, I'm feeling hurt now. It's 27 past 8 in River 1467. You're leaders in local.